Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paul and Jordana.
And DJ. Corey and David and Tony and Brad and Steve. And we have a million people from CCO. Okay, that wasn't a million. That was a lot.
No one told me Tony from Wisconsin would be here. Because I known.
Right? Tony from Wisconsin.
I would not have showed up.
He's famous, Tony from Wisconsin.
But so. He's like Toby from The Office. Nobody likes him.
We love Tony from Wisconsin.
Corey, what would you say to the twins?
As a pep talk.
What would be your pep talk?
Okay.
Get this started on the right note.
It's going to sound cliche. My pep talk would be this. It would be, hey, look, we can't control what happened. We are past what happened on Friday and Saturday. We can control tonight. And this team has been resilient all year long. We don't worry about tomorrow. We don't worry about going back to New York. At Yankee Stadium for Game 5. We worry about tonight. And what you guys have done all season long is battle through adversity.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. That would be my simple, and then I'd walk out. And that'd be it.
Drop the mic.
Mic drop.
I'm done.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. He's done. I like it.
That's
well
good.
Done.
That's
what we're asking folks. We're here at the rooftop of Seven Sushi and Steakhouse, and we're asking folks, what is your pep talk to the Twins? Because, by the way, they're all listening. We're piping WCCO over at Target Field, so they're listening, and they can hear you. And we have given...
What?
The longest mic cord in the world. Corey Heppala has the longest mic cord in
careful.
The world.
It's like I'm mowing the lawn and I've got to trim around the edges here.
And he's going to find folks who want to give the Twins a pep talk. So, Corey, who have you found?
We have had fans here all day long here at Seven Steakhouse Sushi at the rooftop. How are you guys doing?
We are doing absolutely great.
Okay, so names and where you're from.
Patsy Holsworth from Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
All right, and?
Jan Jacobson, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
So you're from Sioux Falls. You've got a couple of guys with you. We're not going to let them talk, though.
We picked them up down the street here.
You picked them up down the street, yeah. Well, they're lucky because they get to go to the Twins game tonight.
With us, no less.
That's right. If you had a pep talk for the Twins tonight, what would it be?
You can do this. You're going to win 7-5. And it's going to be an absolutely great game. The monkey's off your back. Go Twins.
Yeah.
It's pretty specific, but
well
I like
said.
It. 7-5, you even predicted the score. I like it. How about you, Patty?
This is our house.
Yeah.
So we're going to win 9-2.
Woo!
I just know. I
like thank you. And that 15-game losing streak in the playoffs, it's over. It's done. It's done. All right, so... We've got confidence on the Twins side, and I would agree. I actually think the Twins are going to win tonight. But on the other side of the bar here.
To be fair,
you know us, we're unbiased here.
Haters.
We're unbiased here at News Talk 830 WCCO.
No, we're
so we got
biased.
A couple of Yankee fans.
We're homers
and,
tonight.
How you doing, man?
Good. How about yourself?
Yeah, doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Everyone's good. Okay. So you must be feeling confident, though.
Not like... confident. Sorry, I probably should say that on the radio.
On the radio.
Are you from New York?
I can't say, my man.
On the radio.
I think we'll be able to dump that back there. But no, you're all right. Okay, so, but you're feeling good.
Thank you,
I like our
fans.
Chances good this year.
So, are you already looking ahead to Houston? Are you looking at Houston already?
Maybe a little bit, but I'm not overly confident. I like the Twins, but I'm the diehard Yankee fan. So, I think we could beat anybody.
They both got the Yankees hats. Thank you guys so much. I don't want to be, but, you know, the cliche of a New Yorker.
Yeah, I know, unfortunately.
Have we hit on that yet?
Corey, let's call an Uber and get the heck out of here. I'm worried.
No, we're good.
We are
good. You know, and he's a good dude. He's just, you know, he's passionate about his team.
And I get that. Absolutely. If you have a pep talk for the Twins, we want to give everybody an opportunity. 651-989-9226 is our number. 651-989-9226 is our number. You know, we have some of the management team. We have the ownership team here from Seven Steakhouse and Sushi, and they're running away. They're literally running away. I was going to have them give them some advice. But you know what? They do have a restaurant to run here, so they're very busy.
That's kind of like Camille whenever I, you know, like, hey, can I ask you? And she walks away. No,
yeah,
I'm
that's
good.
It. Right. You're okay. Done.
Hey, DJ, Dave Josephson, what advice would you have for Jake Odorizzi, who is listening right now?
Sure, for Jake Odorizzi, who's in the clubhouse now listening to us.
He's listening. He's chilling out.
I mean, it's the same thing Corey said, same thing everybody said. But look, if you say you have one game with your all-star starter, Jake Odorizzi, on the mound at home in the playoffs against the Yankees, there's no reason the Twins can't win that game, right? So let's win tonight. Let's get a little momentum, and then let's regroup tomorrow. So I think the Twins are going to win. They're going to take it tonight, and then we'll roll the dice from there.
So this exact same matchup, Odorizzi and Severino, last year at Target Field, and the Twins won, and Odorizzi was great. So, I mean, he just... It's not like they don't have the weight of this whole playoff streak on them. This is not the same team. Right. Now, that was the same core of Twins players for a long time, you know, in the 03, 04, 09, 2010 seasons. This isn't the same team. All they have to do is remember back, like, hey, we've been in this position. We've beaten the Yankees. Let's not focus in on this whole weight of a curse, quote unquote, curse on this franchise.
Before the first series with the Yankees, this team this year, we had Rick Aberman on the air. Rick Aberman is the team psychologist for the Twins. And we talked about what is it like, the psychology behind going to Yankee Stadium, playing against the Yankees, if you're a Twins team. And remember, they played them early in the season, so we didn't know they were this Twins team. They didn't even have the wheels and the confidence to know we can go in and we can kick some butt. Yankees fans, it's butt. It's that's what we call it on the radio. So he said, he goes, you know, I just tell them, and it was very similar, Corey, to what you said about the pep talk. Like, you only have this moment. Don't worry about that history. You can't think about the Yankees' legacy. You can't think about walking into their big house. You can't think about that. And, you know, starting fresh, a fresh leaf. And I just hope, I understand the momentum is not with us for these games, considering the last two, for this one tonight. But that's what Rick would tell them. Get out of their own head and just go play baseball.
Well, and cling to your routine. That's what they always say. Mm-hmm. They say, cling to your routine. You've done this 180-plus times this year when you count spring training, right? You've done this over and over and over again. You've prepared the same way. You've thought the same way. You ended up winning 101 games. Whatever got you to this point, do it. And just go out. It's just like anything else.
And I think the key is for the Twins, nobody asked me, but I'll give my opinion. I think they should just pretend that they're playing the Tigers. You know,
it's a
pretty
great
sure it doesn't
thought.
Work
yeah.
that
just,
way.
Just a okay. thought. Just psych yeah. yourself out. They're playing the Tigers tonight, and they got pinstripes, but they're Tigers.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't know.
That's
Corey,
good,
you're such a huge fan. Do you have a pre-game ritual that you do personally before Twins games?
So I was brought into this world in a have not seen a championship from the Vikings or the Wild or North Stars and the Wolves, but I have seen two with the Twins, 87-91. And I don't really have a pregame ritual, but I am not superstitious, but I am a little stitious. So I will, you know, for instance, like if I've changed up. So I'm wearing a third different outfit from Friday, Saturday to Sunday. Now, had they won Friday or Saturday, I'd be wearing the exact same thing, whatever that might be.
Just underwear,
just because
socks.
Hey, look.
Yeah, change up the underwear.
I don't
okay?
need to get
please.
Disgusting.
Just, no. You can take it wherever you want to go.
I'm judging you a little bit.
But yes,
same underwear.
It's that's all right, for the underwear. Team.
We have Warren on the phone. Warren wants to give the Twins a pep talk. Hi, Warren.
Hi. I think
Warren. How old are you?
I'm 12.
Go ahead, honey. Give the pep talk.
I think that the Twins are going to win the World Series, and I think they're going to win this game, and they're the best team ever.
Are you on your way downtown to see the game?
Yeah.
Excellent, Warren.
Awesome.
We can't wait to see you at Target Field, and thanks for that awesome pep talk.
Well said. Thank you, Warren.
What a cutie. Yeah. What a cutie. There you go. Little out of the mouths of babes, right?
Got to be upbeat and optimistic. I wonder what Coach Baldelli is telling them. Just don't do anything different, right? I mean,
well, he is. I think, you know, Rocco Baldelli is going to be the AL Manager of the Year, and for good reason. He took this Twins team, got them to 101 wins, the second most all time. So I think what he's done really well this year is he's not gotten two up or two down. Even when they won, you know, 4 or 5 in a row, it was never two up. And when they lost 3, 4 in a row, it was never two down. It was never the sky is falling. He's very, you know, he's very
He's a cool moderating influence.
Yes, he really is. He's a calming influence. And I think that's best showed in times like these, where we as fans are freaking out.
Yeah.
Like we're freaking out
the
over here,
Paul. The state is freaking out.
I am freaking out.
Before
and
we hit
Rocco Baldelli's like, we're all right.
Chill.
Before we hit the break, we want to take one more pep talk. Robin is in Cottage Grove. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
Give us your Twins pep talk, dear.
Okay, it's my version of the we're going to win. We're going to win, Twins. You'll get it done. Keep up those home runs. You'll stay number one. We'll keep on cheering. Raise those hankies high. Cheer for the Twins and to those Yankees. Bye.
Yeah. Well done.
Awesome.
Robin Cottage Grove.
Nicely done, Robin.
Well done. Thank you for the call and that is a great send-off.
That cheered us up.
Absolutely. We do have to take a break. Corey, thank you so much.
Thanks. Paul and Jordana.
Paul and Jordana. I like this rooftop. I mean, I was over at Channel 4's rooftop. They did not have cocktails over there.
Right? Right?
Or, half-price burgers.
This is the way to do it.
It's
come visit
better.
Us at 7. We're going to be here for the pregame party till 7, okay, because the first pitch is 7:40.
Yep.
So we're going to be hanging out here. Fun show today. And we had some real highlights. We had the Yankees fan over in the corner dropping an expletive. So hopefully we bleep that out. We had our friend over here in this corner, a nice woman who told us her brother in Tucson used to climb to the roof of their garage because he could get the CCO signal in Tucson to hear the Twins game. I know, it was amazing. Then we had young Warren, who gave a pep talk. He was 12 years old, gave a pep talk. And then lovely Robin, who sang us the Twins song.
And now, tomorrow you are off. Mm-hmm. You have much to atone for.
I do. Tomorrow tomorrow and Wednesday, I'm going to be off for the holiday of Yom Kippur. Jewish holiday, Day of Atonement. So I will be atoning. I'm going to pray for your sins. Okay,
well,
Paul? I'll add you in to the mix because you got a lot happening
there. Isn't
over
enough
there,
time.
Okay? A lot. I need a couple of days
extra
to work on you.
Thank you.
So I'll be off Tuesday and Wednesday.
You're back on Thursday
for the Jewish holiday. Well, yes, and then I will be back.
We'll be praying for you.
Thank you very much. But
and
this was
family.
So fun. Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to a Twins win tonight, and then again after that. I have confidence.
Look, this team has done it before.
Done
Do
it
you
before.
Believe in miracles? The short answer is yes. It's been a miraculous season.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel gratitude that the Twins got this far and made it an amazing season.
Thank you to 7 Sushi, Dave Josephson, and Susan. And go Twins!
Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.